Okay, so we are on the top of Zion Amud Aleph. And the Gemara is going to continue to ask questions about whether we have Yados in certain scenarios or not, or certain topics, we should say. So says the Gemara, Yesh Yad L'Tzedakah or Ein Yad L'Tzedakah. So the person is declaring something set aside for tzedakah, so do Yados work, right? A relatively shorthanded version of the statement is that work or not. So that's the Gemara, Hei Chidami, so what are you talking about? What's the case? So, just look at the Ran on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis for a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Yesh Yad L'Tzedakah, Ein Yad L'Tzedakah, Perish Imtim Salomar. The Yesh Yad L'Payah. We talked before about, is there Yad for pay? You're declaring your field, certain parts of your field pay. Again, if you hold that there is Yad for payah, so Kevin the Chamira, the Bakorche Chai Ve'Rachmana Be'Iker Payah, the Tzedakah Mai. Meaning, if you held, right, that payah, there is a Yad for payah, right? So when I say, you know, Ve'Hadein, you know, this is payah, and Ve'Hadein, this is also payah. And I didn't say Nami, right, etc. So if I do that, so is that, if you assume that works by payah, so maybe you'll say that's because when it comes to payah, you are a chayiv, you know, a certain part of your field has to be payah, or you're forced, right? So if that's true, so does that apply to tzedakah also, or not? He says, kach perushu rabusai, that's how my rebbeim, you know, explain this. Velo nirali, but I don't think that's the pshat, he says. Taha be'ikr tzedakah nami, bal korcha machai, right? What do you mean? There's a chiv of tzedakah, there's a fundamental chiv of tzedakah also. A certain minimal amount that every person has to give. And if you want to say, well, I have to give all your money, you don't have to give all your field either, just part of it. Meaning he's saying, no, but it's not one more chumra than the other, or one, I would think that one is more serious, or one is stronger. No, just, Gemara wants to know about payah, and now wants to know about tzedakah, that's all. No reason to assume that one is any different than the other. Fine. Okay. So the bottom line, though, is there such an idea when it comes to tzedakah? So I'll go back to the Gemara. For a moment, hey, Chidami, so what's the case? Ilema da amar hadein zuza le tzedakah v'hadein nami. If the case is that you said this, you know, this nickel, this quarter, this dime, whatever, is for tzedakah, and then you said, and this one also, right, that quarter, and then there's another quarter, say, oh, and this with this one also, hahut tzedakah atzvihi. What do you mean? That's not a question. You said vaday nami. You said this one also is tzedakah. You know, basically, that's obvious that that one's for tzedakah also. Like a golden amr hadein v'lo amr nami. Right. So what the case is? The case is you said $20 bill is for tzedakah, and then you have another $20 bill. You say and this one vahadein. It didn't say nami. So what's the question? Hadein nami tzedakah ka'amar, odim amai v'hadein l'nafkusa ba'amah kamar. Meaning, maybe you say, no, this $20 bill is for tzedakah, v'hadein. And this one what? And this one's left over, so I can spend it. Right? Maybe that's what you're saying. You're not saying I'm giving it tzedakah also. You're saying I'm having it, this one's now available. This one's available for me. Right? Look at the Ran, again, vav amah beis, all in the bottom.
Even though it's a pretty clear, right, statement that you're making,
and when you say v'hadein, it sounds like you mean it for tzedakah. Maybe it's not at all. Meaning, on the one hand, it seems kind of obvious. You're talking about tzedakah, money for tzedakah, and you say this one. Right, so it sounds like it's pretty obvious what the context is, etc., but not necessarily true. Maybe it's not true. Maybe it doesn't mean what you think it means. Fine. Back to Gemara. Not only my v'hadin nafkus ba'amakam, but v'diburhu delo aske, right? And you didn't really like at the finish, basically, what you were trying to say, and you didn't like. It's not a full sentence, right? And therefore, you didn't get to finish it. So mi amrinan kaven de iskish le karbanos. Dichsev beficha zu tzedakah, my korbanos yesh lenyal of tzedakah yesh lenyal. Utilma lebal ta'acha hu deiskish. Right. So maybe the fact that tzedakah is connected
right, to korbanos. Why? Because the pasuk beficha, the pasuk referring to is beficha zut tzedaka. So it's a pasuk in Devarim Chaf Gimel. Someone have the pasuk on there in their Gemara. You have it there.
Devarim Chaf Gimel.
Yeah. Good. So it's a pasuk relating to, right, nidarim in general, or ideas of korbanos. You made a promise to bring something, and if you say what you said beficha, right, I think that which you said, right, even the Rashi here, right, on the right side, dichse beficha kasher dibarta beficha. Yatsa mi pizza daka, right? So they want to say that language is, or beficha zut tzedaka, right? So now if I have a heck, so again, I'm going to ask, because originally you asked the question, like, why is the Gemara making it, like, why is all something going to ask the question, like, is there yesh yad letzedaka or not? Based on what? Yesh yad for, I don't know, anything? Why bring up tzedaka? Because tzedaka is actually as a hekesh for korbanos. Right, so you know there's yad of korbanos. So now, so maybe I think that there's a yad for tzedakah also. So do we assume, since there's a hekish between korbanos and tzedakah, so now, just like korbanos have a yad, so even tzedakah has a yad, right? And therefore, as long as it's a yad that is, you know, at least relatively mochiach, so we're not even asking the question, mochiach, not mochiach, we're just saying in general yad, but do we assume there's such a concept? I'd say like also because the hekesh. Oh, dibble about the achahu deshkesh. No, maybe the hekesh. Like we said before, there are other halachos that apply to korbanos and apply to other things. So maybe the hekesh has nothing to do with the yados, and there's no yad for tzedakah. And it's coming to teach me that there's a halacha about the achah. If I promise I'm going to give tzedakah and then I don't, right? So then I don't do it by a certain amount of time. So maybe that's halacha, that I'm violating Baal Ta'acher when it comes to tzedakah. Fine. And the Gemara does not give us any type of answer to the question. Fine. But now it's going to try to talk about a different topic. Yesh yad lehefker, o dilma ein yad lehefker. Okay, so similar concept, right? If I go ahead and I'd be mafker or something, I'm saying that it's ownerless, right? Anybody is allowed to... anyone's allowed to pick it up. So, again, depending on what I say, is that possible that even if I don't declare, you know, befavorish very explicitly that there is that this item is hefker and anyone can take it, etc. Obviously, if I say it explicitly and I'm very very clear in my language, for sure that makes it hefker. But what if I'm not as explicit and I say it in shorthand? Does that work? So, Gemara says heinu tzedakah. What do you mean? What's the difference? Right, what if it's true by tzedakah? Right, I'm taking tzat which is mine and I'm declaring it. That it belongs now to the aniyim. So same thing for hefker. I declare it no longer belongs to me, and I'm willing to have it go to anyone. I'm willing to have it go to anyone. So fine. So into sorry. So yesh la hefker dilma ein hefker. So it says hani tzedakah. So it says no intim salomar ka'amar. No, meaning this is connected to tzedakah. I mean, this is not really a separate question by hefker. It's sort of related to the tzedakah question, meaning imtim salama yeshal tzedakah de ein hekesh lemechza. And if you want to say that there is a yad for tzedakah, because a hekesh is always all the way through, ein hekesh lemechza, meaning if there's a hekesh, it's all the way through. So just like there's other halachos that apply to korbanos, so just like the idea of yados, so it should apply also to tzedakah. Okay. Hefker miyaminan. So do we say same thing by hefker also? Meaning, hainu tzedakah. Do you say, yeah, hefker is the same status as tzedakah. It's a similar concept. I'm taking that which is mine and removing my connection to it to give it to somebody else. Oh, dilma shani tzedakah. Well, but maybe tzedakah is different than hefker. The tzedakah lo chazia el laniyim. Aval hefker bein laniyim bein lashirim. But maybe tzedakah is different. Maybe hefker is different because tzedakah, I get it. It's you're not really making it ownerless. You're saying it. You're saying I don't own it anymore, and I'm giving it to aniyim. Okay, I think I didn't declare which aniyim, and that's why it's similar to hefker in the sense that I've said it's not for me, and it's going to go to somebody else, right? So that is, and it's not and I don't know who that somebody else is, right? I've this is designated to a certain group, right? But it's still a pretty general group. So maybe you'd argue, oh, that's a lot like Hefker. Or you'd say, no, that's not really like Hefker. That's not the same, because tzedakah is still more targeted as opposed to Hefker, which is much more general, right? Look at Rashi. Look at the Ran. Hefker my mi aminin hani tzedakah olo. Second line in the Ran. Hefker my mi aminin hani tzedakah olo. Bahai de lo miskulon. Oh, so this is a different question. This is a different question there. But why don't we ask about Shavua or not? So he has a different point there. Why that Shavua is really connected to Neder, and that's why they don't even ask the question. Okay, fine. So I won't get into that wrong for one second, for right now. But the point is clear, right? It's pretty much the same, but it's a little different because it's a little wider net, not quite as specific. Fine. So the Gemara is still, again, once again, thrown out an interesting question and does not give us any conclusion. Fine. Okay, so now continues the Gemara. By Ravina. So Ravina has another question. Yesh yad le beis hakise olo. Is there a yad to making something a beis hakise, to making something a bathroom, or not? Why is that something that we want to know? Like, why is it important to make something a beis hakise? So says the Ran. Yeshala Beis Hakise, second skinny line. Shehe Asali Kros Bo Kriyashma. Right, the halacha is you can't say Kriyashma, can't say different Torah, etc., in a bathroom. So if a person has already designated a space as a Beis Hakise, so do we, again, if the Beis Hakise has been used already and now it has all kinds of things in it, so then there's no question. You'd be asked to use it, you're asked to say Kriyashma there anyways. The question is, what if you designated a certain space as a Beis Hakise and it hasn't been used yet? Right, so now do we say, well, you've made it into a Beis Hakise? So the presumption is that that's true. Once you've done that, now it's what's called hazmana, and you've set it up as that. So now it's already usher. Fine. So that's true, but that's only true if I say it explicitly. But if I just did it again, these are all declarations, right? Things that I make say befeh, right? That change the status of something. So that's why it's related here. So it says Gemara, wait a second. Hey chidam. Okay, so what's the case? We're used to this structure right now. Ilema da amar hadein beisel yahavi beis hakise v'hadei nami. If the person said, look, this is going to be a bathroom, and this thing is also going to be, will also be, right? Hadein nami, sahu beis hakise nami yava. That's obvious, right? That's no question. Ela kagon, which is already interesting, right? The fact you've been mazmin it, that's it. It's over. Done. Nothing to talk about, right? Ela kagon da amar v'hadein v'lar manami. Okay, again, the case is you did v'hadein. You didn't say v'hadein nami. You said in this, right? My hadain, the amar v'hadain nami, beis hakise. Right? If you said saying hadain, does that mean that you make it also a beis hakise? Al dima my v'hadain the tashmisha ba'amar kamar. No, you're saying this is a beis hakise, and this place v'hadain. Right? Meaning what? And this one also has some use. And I didn't, but I'm not saying so explicitly. And maybe I don't even imply it that it means it's going to necessarily be a beis hakise. It's another has another use. Okay. So he says, "Gemara, mikla the pshita leil Ravina the yesh zim on the beis hakise." Right? Says, "But wait a second, Gemara. But let's just pause for a second. You know what the implication here? If the question is there yad or not? Right? What's the implication? That it's obvious to him that a zimun by a beis hakise works. Right? That by setting something aside as a beis hakise, even though again it's never been used, all of a sudden that's it, finished. It now has a totally, it's out. You can't say Kriyashma in such a place. It's already designated at that point. That's the implication here. So it's like, we're a little parenthesis here to this conversation. Like, wow, that's such an interesting thing. It sounds like Zimun for Beis Hakise works. Very interesting. Okay. And he thinks it's obvious. Vahami Bali the Ravina, but I thought Ravina asked the question, he's min le Beis Hakise mohu. I thought he asked the kasha, that's true. Right? If you asked, if you were mazmin area as a Beis Hakise, what's the halacha? Right, he's minu lebeis hamerchatz mahu. A beis hamerchatz is another place, a bathhouse, another place that it's also to say kriyashma. Same thing. If I designated a space already as a beis hamerchatz, so then what's the halacha? So Zimun Moel, Oin Zimun Moel, right? So Ravina's asking, does Zimun work, right? Does the fact that you've set it aside and selected it, you know, literally invited it for such a purpose, is that enough? Or does that impact its status? Okay, so if Ravina asked the Kasha, so then how could it be that he's now asking, is there yad or not a yad? He doesn't even know if the full language would have worked. So answers the Gemara, no, yes, you're right, but Ravina, chada migo, chada kami baile. Right? He's asking a question. It's like, you know, one within the other, right? One issue that follows the next. Right? It's true. He's sort of like asking both. Right? Look at Gemara explains it itself. Zimun Moel, ain't Zimun Moel. And in Tim Salomar, Yesh Zimun, Yesh Yad or Ain Yad. Right? So what he's asking, you know, is a double question basically. Does Zimun work or not? And if you're gonna assume that Zimun works, so now is there a yad in that Zimun? So that's the question that he's asking. So yeah, you're bothered that he assumes it's obvious. Doesn't assume it's obvious. It's all part of one big kasha that he's asking. Fine. And answers the Gemara to presumably all of this. Tibarlay says the Gosa Bach. Tibarlay near Beinai Tosus Perish Kamo Teku. Right. Tibarlay means good, like go ahead and ask. Meaning we don't know. Right. Take us to answer Tishbi Tarets Kushius Rabbios. Right. That Eliyahu Navi will answer all these questions that we're left with. And this is one of them, as we know, at the end of this whole story, no one gave us any answer to this. So we don't know. But that's how we end here. Fine. Okay. Fine. All right. We should look up that dalet on top of Tibarle, right? Just to know that, just a good thing to know when you're learning Gemara. So that little tiny dalet, you see that little dalet on top of the word Tibai? Yeah. So all in the top left corner where it says Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, you see that? All in the top left. Chav Hei, Chav Vav, Chav Zayin. Mm-hmm. See that? So that's like, so go all the way down to it. There's next to the Chav Zayin, there's a gimel on the dalet. So that dalet says Maimini, Perak Gimel of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, meaning the Rambam. Perak Gimel of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Halacha Gimel. And Tur Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim, Simen, Pei, Gimel, Sif, Gimel. So I should looked it up before. We look it up later. I'll look it up later. I'll look it up later. That's where this halacha is found. Probably related to the Kriya Shema question, saying Kriya Shema on a base like you say. But we just said that there's no conclusion what to do. Well, there's a conclusion somewhere. The Rambam of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch pasked something. So we'll have to see. Maybe they pasked that they were Machmir, Misafik. We'll see. I'll have to take a look. But just because we said the Gebarga has no conclusion, you're going to ask me a question. Yeah, but what do you do? Right, when you designated a room as a bathroom, and yet it hasn't been used before. What's the halacha? So I have to look in the Shulchan Aruch later to see the answer. But fine, okay. This is also just a good tool to know about. Right? If you ever want to know where something is in the Gemara, it's always you follow those little letters, and you can get yourself an answer. Okay, but now we're going to a totally back to our Mishnah, totally different point. So the Mishnah, totally different. The Mishnah had said, right. Sorry, we did those cases, Shani Toim, etc. We said all that stuff. And then the Mishnah had, the final case was, Menuda ani lecha, right? If I'm Menuda from you, right? Rabbi Akiva, Hayachuchech bazel lahachmir. So we said that Rabbi Akiva was, you know, concerned, worried, struggled, you know, he was machmir out of like, you know, didn't say Rabbi Kiva's machmir, but he was chochi ben lachmir. He was like, you know, struggled with it a little bit, and he was machmir out of like, you know, out of like worry about it, basically. Okay, so Amr Abaye. So Abaye says, "Moda Rabbi Kiva le'inyan malchus she'ein haloka." Okay, so even if the person says meduna ani lacha, right, menuda ani lacha, and then he goes ahead and he gets benefit from that person, right? So he took a neder that he's not going to get benefit from this person. He looks at him, menuda ani lecha, I'm like a nidoy from you. A nidoy typically means, right, like I'm in chayrim in some way, so I can't be close to you, I can't get benefit from you, etc. So he says it, and then he violates the neder, and he goes and he gets benefit from that person, right? So Rabbi Kiva, we just said, was machmir, right? So says Rava, yeah. Says Abaye, yeah. He's machmir, that you shouldn't do it. But he's still going to be agreed. You don't get malchus if you do so. Right? Why? The imkay nisni Rabbi Akiva machmir. If that was true, just say Rabbi Akiva was machmir. He wasn't machmir. He was chochich ben lachmir. He was, you know, he said better to be careful, right? But he himself realizes it's not clear that the halacha is that this is us. In which case, if you're not clear, you're not going to give malchus be suffic, right? Fine. Yeah, look at the Ran Moda Hayar Rabbi Kiva in the Malkash in Aloka. 1, 2, 3, 4. 10 lines down in their wide lines in the Ran. Daha Misvekahu Shahay Machmir, right? He was only Machmir Misafik. Vlo Shahya Davar Barulo. It wasn't obvious to him, right? But nevertheless, right? Miu Shamina and the Yados Nami Lamakos Israbu, the Ilo Mai Moda Rabbi Kiva Pshita, right? Meaning, but you see from there that. It's a side point that the yados can also have an impact on malchus, on malchus, right? Because if not, then then what's Rabbi Kiva like being like? What's the idea that Rabbi Kiva is being moda, right? So the point is that in theory it could have worked, right? You could have had malchus just based on someone saying a yad. So it's definitely you see it applies. But the bottom line is here. Rabbi Kiva, who was machmir, was only chochich lahachmir, and therefore he wouldn't give malchus if a person violated this dinner. Fine. So Amar Papa, benedina minach, tekuli amalo pliki diasa. You say the words benedina, it literally means like I'm excommunicated from you. It's a very clear language, apparently. So everyone agrees in that case that he's asar. He can't get any benefit. He puts himself like in nidui to a certain extent. We'll see what that means exactly. Misham tana minach, tekuli amal shari. But if he just says Misham Tana, which means more like, he's banned from you in some way, so everyone agrees that he didn't do anything, right? That he's mutter to get Hana. Okay. Bambai, please. So what's the machlok? Yes? B'minuda ani lacha. But the question is, the only machlok is the case that the mission itself brought. He says the language of minuda. Rabbi Kiva savra lishna de nidu yahu. Right? Rabbi Kiva says that's a lishna of nidoi mamish. Right, of being like literally set aside and excommunicated and etc. Rabbanan Savar Lishna Mishamatnahu. Right? And maybe the Rabbanan say, no, this case of Menuda, that's really similar to the language of Mishamtana. That's like really, it's very light. It doesn't really mean as it's not as serious. So that's the case. And that's where the Mishnah quotes that case, because again it's a language which is sort of in between. And one thing that the Ran points out, if you go back to Zainam and Aleph, one thing that's hard about the Ran is that he doesn't follow, not him, whoever the printer was, doesn't follow the page numbers. But so go back to Zainam and Aleph, he writes, "B'mai pligi b'menuda nilacha klomar va'amar nami shani ochelacha." So by the way, even remember in the previous statements, we also said he has to say shani ochelacha, shani toyim lacha. That's true about this also. And just look above that, actually, in the Ran, mishamisna minach the kuliyam ashari. Sorry, above that even nedina minach the kuliyam asar. Right, chlomar asar veloke. It's the language of nedina means it's asar, and if you get benefit from the person, you would get malchus. Okay, and he also writes mihu dafka b'da amar shani ochelacha. Fine. But then look one line down. Mishamisna minach tukuli amashari. Dafila amar shani ochelacha isur nami leka. Even if you said shani ochelacha, it doesn't do anything. Why? She'ain ze lashon neder el lashon shamsa. It's just a language of being banned, but it's not a language of I'm not taking. It's not a vow language. It's not a language that I'm saying anything about myself. It's like, yeah, this is probably what applies to me, but I'm not. It's not a declaration that I make, and therefore that's why that language, mishamisna, is a nothing. Nedina is for sure asur, and the question is when the person says the middle language menuda, is that something that has that which way does it go, right? Which way does it go? So we're gonna have to stop here. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow on Zainam and Beis.